talking about God, why?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking of that, and also I was thinking to myself, how would I prove that I'm married to my wife right now? I can certainly prove that I was married to her on such and such a date, 15, 18 years ago, but I can't prove that I'm married to her right now, very easily. And there are common law situations, and there are situations where more than one person comes into files for that thing, this bill. I think that'd be a little difficult to establish. Of course, we'd have to require them to do that.
You can also prosecute if you have a legal. It's a good law enforcement tool.
We're not talking about the pillars of society. If in fact the spouse does not file, let's say there is no spouse, the way I understand it, then the children have a right to file.
So what you're doing, Joe, you're saying that you don't care whether, you just abrogate his responsibility, you just take it away and the spouse applies for his dividend. Yeah, that's pretty tough.
And the children, I think, is even tougher, because when the first child files, we've got to determine how many kids there are.
I think if you let the guy file, rightfully, upwards of 50% will file, irrespective of whether it goes back to, whether it goes to anybody, whether they give it or not. 50% would apply for a variety of reasons.
Excuse me.
That's if the fellow was still required to file, they say if he doesn't get the money, he won't file. I would say that rationally, 50% would file no matter where the money went.
I think
after a good time and
right.
Good
I think after a few years, you'd find that going down. And of course, it's anybody's gut feeling, but my personal feeling, I think it would go down substantially over several years period of time if they didn't get any benefit from it directly themselves.
Well, I don't know. The guys in there, a lot of people in there, they'd like to see both their wives and kids.
See if that were possible.
Oh, you bet. I'm sure they would. And other people have remorse, feelings of remorse. They would like to see go to the victim. Other people say, I don't care where it goes.
A lot of people are trying to get out of parole. They might have a motive to show responsibility.
Show responsibility.
Sure, yeah. Of course.
So they can get out, and they won't have enough money to buy the gun to hope to take the next hold up, see?
Hey, it's just a
I can see that you have a problem there.
We thought we were going to have it, so we'll have a real problem just with incarcerated felons. I mean, there's the basic problem of any kind of a cross-matching like that. I know it sounds like a simple thing to do, but having worked through this program for 2.5 years now, it's not really easy. And we typically identify 3 or 4 people for every match. There's 3 or 4 other people that sound like the same person. It's incredible. You've got whole towns using Social Security numbers. You've got dozens of people with the same names. Even birth years being the same. We've done it every which way, trying to eliminate dependents, and it's really a bizarre thing. The United States population-wise, as small as Alaska.
Well, you can go to send your investigator down there to get the files from the people and they can copy their. You're not talking, you're only talking 1,300 people.
Say, the one person, we can handle the.
You can handle it, sure.
Introduced by House Finance, I'm not sure what it would take to do this. But it would take 10 people, but it might take a person or 2 of them, certainly an awful lot of people. I'm not sure you can do it.
For 10% of it, I'll take it on contract and do it myself. 1,500? 10%?
40 grand?
Yeah. Just travel around to different places, get the names, and find out who the spouse are.
I was wondering if people who are in jail on a felony charge, they get their